What?
The same
the
topic.
Same
that today, one friend sent me one story from Indra. That he was speaking a very much details about that some spurtings, so even more near to Saksha Darshan that he has after only 1 week of Krishna consciousness. And he said that he saw Krishna Balaram and the cows, and he heard the sound of the flute and everything. And that he heard the sound of Krishna's flute, and that after that experience, he never left Krishna consciousness anymore, because he said that he saw with his eyes that Krishna really exists. So, and this happened after 1 week, so no diksha, no nothing happened. He didn't have anything. And so can you please, I don't know how to understand, because it's the same topic.
Question is asked about devotee in the very beginning of practicing spiritual life at some darshan or Krishna Balaram, and that convinced the person of the reality of the spiritual world, the reality of Krishna and Balaram and Vrindavan, and that person never left bhakti after that. What do you think about that? Wherever it takes. Krishna makes similar arrangements to make people steady in bhakti. That's not the only way. Some people just join and all that kind of fancy stuff. But we do learn, because this person told this story long after joining. I heard this story. Let's say 74. I heard this story 25 years after it happened from the same person who had this, told the story. So at that time, this person has read many shastras, and our shastras tell us that we don't publicly tell about these things. Our personal smritis or re-smritis or experience with Bhagavan are not the subject matter for publicity. It's only to be spoken to the guru. It's not that every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes to your room, you tell them all this stuff. This is not the proper etiquette. This is not the teachings of Gaudiya Siddhanta. Some things are supposed to be hidden, and it's called gopya. Gopya means hidden. This is discussed in Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur and many other places also, that hiding secret things. No acharyas are ever propagate these kind of things. Only to very senior disciples, but not to anybody who walks in the room. Not a Vyasa-san in front of 1,000 people in the temple. This is not proper. Shinadapi suni chinna chori vasishana maina maidena chirniya sadhari. It says, Svachabam Hari Bhakti Vilas is telling, even our Chava Mala should become secret. It says, Samalikam Sugobya. Samalikam Sugobya. Your Chava Mala should be kept very secret. You don't walk around in public with your Chava Mala. Your Chava Mala is in your kutir. You chant and leave it there. This is teaching of Hari Bhakti Vilas. But now everybody walks all around the bazaar, all everywhere around with Java Mala. They go to class with Java Mala. They sit in class and chant Java. This is not the teaching of the Six Goswamis. So Mali comes to Gopya. It's in the Hari Bhakti, it's in this book also. Bhakti Siddhartha part two. Quote, Sri Bhakti Das, which is quoted from Puranas. So Malika means your Java Mala should become secret. My Gurudev, when I joined him, he asked me, he said, do you walk around Radha chanting Java? I said, yeah. He said, stop it. You go buy something with Java Mala? Yeah. You go shopping with Java Mala? Yeah. He says, Roko. You go and go around Purgum by yourself, take your Mala. You go to the Babaji, you're going to talk, then don't take your Mala. Just talk and sightsee. Monkey, pig, dog. One bangle doesn't make noise. Two bangles, ding, ding, ding. So one sadhaka, no noise. No prajalpa. Two sadhakas, prajalpa. Nirjan, bhajan. Ekjan, nirjan, then bhajan possible. It says in Puranas, tapasya should be done alone. Tapasya should be done alone. Now, hey, let's do nirjan akasi together. That's a joke. Half of that you'll tell gossip, the other half of that you'll sleep. You're so-called nirjan juggering. Till 12 o'clock you talk gossip, they'll fall asleep till sunrise. That's your akasi juggering. Ikashi, it's a Niti Shastra also. Tapasya should be done alone. Fighting should be done with as many as possible. If you're going to fight somebody, have 10 people with you. Traveling, you should always travel, never travel with 3. 2, 4, 5, 10, but never 3. Then you get to the fork in the road. 2 guys will say, I want to go left. 1 guy will say, I want to go right. And that's the end of the party. Never travel with 3. So the question is, if it's me and my girlfriend and the driver, is that 3?
No.
What's the answer? No, it's yes. No, the answer is yes. 3 people are in 1 car traveling. Throw the driver out and drive yourself. Pick up a hitchhiker. Go with 4 or 2. These are rules of life called Niti. Niti Shastra. Rules for peaceful life. It said that you have to enter Gaura-lila Mahaprabhu by following the teaching of Mahaprabhu exclusively to enter Krishna-lila. What do you think about that? He said you have to enter Gaura-lila. What does it mean, enter Gaura-lila? We're sadhakas, as in our sadhaka room, everyone sitting in this room, everyone in Gaudiya Sampradaya is in Gaura-lila. Gaura-lila is eternal. What is Gaura-lila? Gaura-lila is reading Bhagavatam. Gaura-lila is worshipping Thakurji. Gaura-lila is saying Krishna-nam. Java and Kirtan. What is Gaura-lila? This is Gaura-lila. So one is Gaudiya Vaishnava. He's in Gaura-lila in Sadhakaru. Day and night, person is reading Radha Krishna-lila, meditating Radha Krishna-lila. Because he's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, with Kanti Mala, initiating Gaudiya Sampradaya, chanting, also chanting Panchatattva Mantra, Kirtan, studying Bhagavatam. These are the teachings of Gauranga. Panchanga Bhakti, teachings of Goswamis, are teachings of Lord Gauranga. So Gaudiya means following the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that he gave to Six Goswamis. So any Gaudiya Vaishnava is in Gaudiya automatically. Even if they don't meditate on Gaur's Leela. Gaur's Leela is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Either they don't read Chaitanya Bhagavat, they don't read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but they're Gaudiya Vaishnava, worshipping Thakur Ji, chanting Hare Krishna mantra on Java and Kirtan, following the teachings of the Goswamis, meditating on Manjari Sru, meditating on Asakali Leela Radha Krishna. They're Gaudiya Vaishnava. And again, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's not hard to figure out. People get confused at this point, but there shouldn't be any confusion. Some acharyas, some gurus emphasize more Gaur Leela than Krishna Leela because they think, but the idea, what the point is, a Gaudiya Vaishnava, if he or she doesn't have any connection or contact with Gauranga and Pachasama, they won't get perfection. That's a fact. But what does it mean, connection or contact or being in Gaur Leela? That's the question he's asked. So I gave the answer. Gaur Leela means chanting Hare Krishna. What does Lord Chaitanya teach in Chaitanya Bhagavat? You should chant Nirbandha, Hare Krishna Mantra Nirbandha. A fixed number of Hare Krishna mantras every day. We're doing that. We should read about Hare Krishna Leela. What is Lord Chaitanya doing every day himself? He's meditating Hare Krishna Leela. Talking about Hare Krishna Leela, hearing Hare Krishna Leela. That's what it means. That's Gaur Leela. Gaur Leela is Hare Krishna Leela. Look at Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whole book is Lord Chaitanya absorbed in Hare Krishna Leela. So if you're following Lord Chaitanya, what does it mean? Because we absorb in Hare Krishna Leela. Jav Kali, Govardhan Cave, going caves of Govardhan, becoming a pumpkin, Korma Chaitanya, getting lost in the ocean. You read the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's all Krishna Leela. Is it clear? But 1870, Sri Krishnadas, he had some dream, and some people say, well, everyone assumes it's true, maybe it's not true. Well, you can't base the whole time on dreams. The Six Goswamis don't talk about anything about dreams, they just talk about what Lord Chaitanya directly taught them. Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa Goswami and taught Sanat Goswami. Everything they needed to know. That was in 15th century. Now, 300 years later, 1870, Sri Krishna says, I had a dream, and Sanat Goswami came in my dream. And Vita Sakhi came in my dream, and he told me to write the Gutika. But why didn't Lord Chaitanya tell Sanat Goswami to write the Gutika? So this is a question can be asked also. Lord Chaitanya forgot something? He left something out. Not every Gaudiya Vaishnava accepts that the Gutika is gospel truth or the story is true. Because Lord Chaitanya personally taught in the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they expanded whatever Lord Chaitanya taught in the Goswami Granthas. And the Goswami Granthas don't talk about meditating on dual leelas. This is 1870, 300 years after Lord Chaitanya left. There's no harm meditating Gaur Leela. So we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, we discuss it. Because I asked my guru, I said, what does Gaur Leela mean for us? He said, your sonic room is your Gaur Leela. You're in Gaur Leela, and said, you're right now, I'm in Gaur Leela. It's not something out there, something out there, something out there. It's right here, right now. What according to his Celesti or Swatis? Swatis. Madan Mohan. Govindadev. Dhiraj. Personally established. So we're worshiping Murtis, Radha Krishna. What does Dorsitana do every day? He heard Bhagavatam. He studied Bhagavatam every day. What did Gaudiya Vaishnavas do?
Study Bhagavatam every day.
Sorry, yesterday, right?
No, the first thing in the morning, so I not forget.
Nashtra Prasha, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. So followers of Lord Chaitanya, those who are in Gaudiya, they study Bhagavatam every day. They chant Java every day, they chant Kirtan every day, they worship Murti every day. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.